Content warnings include cults, abduction, body horror, death of a main character, the end of all being. Farewell.
For forgiveness wordlessly and never reaching the heavens. If there is a god, maybe they're like Arnold. Maybe we don't deserve their company after all. Huh. I'm not expecting anybody. Hello? Right, one second. Hello? Do I know you?
Not yet.
Oh, well, why do you want to come in?
I can stand out here and talk if you'd rather. Though it's hardly befitting of a good host, which I'm sure you are.
You... what?
Oh, nothing much. Wonderful weather. I can wait out here if you'd like.
No, it's fine. Are you alone?
Yes. I think so.
Fine. Come on in. Right. What do you want?
Oh, I don't know. The usual. Money, fame, mortality.
Wait, mortality? Like being able to die?
More or less.
For God's... What are you, exactly? Another one of those bug things here to finish what the other started? Make it quick. I was just getting ready to exterminate the whole nest.
Oh, heavens no! I abhorred that cult of brutish beasts. No, I'm a friend. Maybe more, amidst all this chaos, Inquisitor.
How do you know my name?
I have taken something of an interest in your exploits, your whole poking your nose in matters of cosmic proportion shtick. A postmodern parasocial relationship of a becomingly eldritch sort.
Right. That's a little weird. No matter. So what do you know about it all? The judgment, the other one, what it all means. Is that why you're here? To bounce theories off one another? I don't have the time.
Oh, Inquisitor, please. I haven't come to you to ask for answers. I'm here to give them.
And what would you know?
Have you heard of David Ashton?
I'm listening.
I made sure that first statement got to you. The first four testaments. I found it now, though. The fifth. The final testament. And it's a good one, too. Juicy, even.
The final testament. But if my theories are right, which I'm sure they are, then he was to deliver it when he turned 29, which would mean... Give it to me.
They took it from me!
Who took it from you?
The creatures from the library. The ones that turn into bugs.
Why would they do that? And what's your involvement in all this? What do you want from me?
To help you.
With what?
Fine. I didn't think this all through. I've got something to do with this. I think I'm supposed to help you stop the...
Don't say the name.
That's the thing. It doesn't do anything for me. Ineffable. Ineffable! Ineffable! See? Nothing.
Okay. I believe you. Ugh, fine. Let's go. Now. I took the liberty of procuring a few more firearms just in case. Do you have your own?
No, I don't.
Then take this. You'll need it. Let's go hunt some bugs.
Yes, let's hunt bugs.
What are you doing?
The will of the hive.
Huh?
Sleep well?
What did you... Who are you?
They call me The Vault.
The Vault? That's a stupid name.
Aw, shucks. You shouldn't have. No. Really. You shouldn't have.
Ah. Okay. Okay. Maybe I can learn to... think it's a less stupid name.
Why, thank you. Now, what other questions were you mumbling? I can't hear you when you mumble.
Where are we? Library?
My home, of sorts. A temporary arrangement. Stop that. It's embarrassing, honestly. I'll let you go once you hear what I've had to say. I assume that you know you were put here by the judgment to aggregate knowledge and help it refine its system, or something of the sort. Does that sound about right?
Refine its system? For what?
Well, I'd assume there are other worlds, other universes, maybe, which need judgment.
Oh. Oh. I hadn't thought about that.
Yes, quite. But it's probably nothing. I'm just guessing, really. Anywho, I'm your... counterpart, I suppose. A representative of, you know...
Don't say it.
We already know it does nothing.
Besides the point.
Either way, I've been placed here as a representative of the ineffable.
Asshole.
I'm supposed to bring the ineffable to life. And while I'm here, I get to consume people's minds to expand my own capabilities. Seems like a win-win, if you ask me.
I didn't. Besides, what happens if the if it comes and then just kills everyone? From everything David said, that seems to be its one and only purpose.
Oh, it's not like that. The ineffable and the judgment... they're opposed, you see. Your judgment comes and does its whole thing. And then the ineffable sweeps it away and frees the planet. It's not my god that's been ravaging the world for nearly a year now, is it?
Judgment isn't that bad.
Oh, come on! You've studied it this whole time, and you think it's what? Doing good? Feeding the sick? Helping the poor? I tried so hard to get only the most pertinent of information to you. David's prophecies of it ruining the world, every single government failing. The poor are disproportionately affected, of course. You can't afford to do the right thing, especially in this economy. You've murdered people. Surely your score dropped after that.
I don't have a score.
And thus the truth comes pouring out. No score. Why? Who are you to decide who lives and who dies? You've not felt a single human emotion. What even are you? Even like this. Even like this. I'm more human than you'll ever be. Can you feel its gaze bearing down on you? Does it feel pride for its prodigious child? Oh, how far you've come. Saving the world. What a shame you'd leave no one left to appreciate all that you've done. Everybody is suffering, Inquisitor. It's just a matter of time before you begin to see it. This world's full of monsters, far more awful than myself. Normal people in the light of day, but slobbering beasts when night falls, just waiting for the chance to strike. I'm offering you a way to save the world. Not to fix it. That's the job of people. When the ineffable is done, it will leave you be. And I might even die. But you, you'll be just fine. The judgment will be gone, at last. The world will be free from its tyranny. Do you even know what the scores measure? Do you know what its criteria are? What does it stand for? Because if you don't know what it stands for, then what do you stand for? Tell me, Inquisitor, who are you? What are you? You've been put here to make a choice. Doom the world, or help me save it.
Fine.
What was that? Sorry.
I said fine. I'll do it. What is it exactly?
Oh, I am so glad. Come on. Come on.
I'm still tied up.
Oh, of course. Right this way.
Oh.
Beautiful, isn't it?
What the hell have you done?
Oh, relax. It's all sustainably sourced. Free range, whatever you want to call it.
It's horrible.
Is it? I thought the red really added to it, distracted from the green. I don't know whose idea it was to make everything rot. And besides, nobody seemed to mind so far.
Because you've destroyed their minds!
Oh. That explains it. Well then, what's the problem?
You've made a monolith of meat.
A suitable body for a waking god.
That's no god of mine.
I'm sorry you feel that way. You got to do it, you know?
No. No. Not a chance.
Your judgment killed more.
That doesn't make it okay.
This will save more lives than it ends.
Oh, that's wonderful. Hey, millions of people? Sorry you're gonna die, but it's all for a good cause. How thoughtful. How kind. How dare you?
There can't always be a right answer. This is the lesser evil.
I'd rather close my eyes and let the trolley do what it will.
And what if you were on the tracks?
Then I'd understand. I'm not doing it.
Could you go on, knowing you could have made a difference? Could you live with yourself?
I don't want to!
Then why not die?
Fine! Fuck you! I hope you rot! Both you and your ineffable!
Oh. Well, thank you, Inquisitor. You can go now. Yes. Yes. Ineffable Master, unspeakable God, I awaken you to enact your judgment, not on this cruel world, but upon the beast that we call the Eye. I give myself to you, wholly, in body and soul and minds. I will serve you as best you see fit. This world shall tremble under your presence. We will... Master, what do you... No, let go of me!
Oh my God. Ineffable. The cult, the choir, what's left of it, whatever it is, its words now fall short and land upon deaf ears. I ran. Not that it matters. I know it seems pointless, but it felt only right to finish documenting this hell as it unfolds. I suppose that's my nature. The vault. I don't know if that got picked up, but the vault is gone. I never met David. I don't know if he's one of us. You think I'm the only other one? The only other creature like me died at the hands it brought to life. Or that brought it to life? It's like the chicken and the egg, except they hate each other, but for what? Why birth the inevitable if it will cause this? At least with the judgment, it was slow. I could close my eyes to it. The inevitable is awful. It consumes everything it touches, adding it to its mass, growing and expanding. What was it that the servant said? It consumes people's minds to expand their own. The ineffable is like that, but with bodies. It rampages, destroys all in its path, and when it doesn't take, it's adding to some pile. Like a landfill, a monument to destruction, growing steadily taller as the world falls apart, a stairway to the heavens, to the judgment.
Daddy? Where are you?
Oh, God. The ineffable creates its own Tower of Babylon, not to the heavens, but to the eye itself. To do what? I! Judgment! What do you want from me? Wait. Is it... The eye is glazed over. It has... cataracts? Oh, for the love of... The ineffable signals into the eye. They worked. The judgment doesn't know what's coming. It's over. The ineffable strikes the judgment once. Twice. Thrice.
On Asphalt Bones is a strictly fictional podcast distributed free of charge by the Listless Network under a Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike 4.0 international license. This episode was written by Scarlett Foster, with audio engineering by Scarlett Foster and Alana Rogers, and was directed by Sivan Raz, with executive producers Alana Rogers and Scarlett. This episode featured performances by
Megan Charlot as the Inquisitor,
Chloe Peterson as The Vault,
and me, Will, as the outro. Hi.
For more information, as well as show transcripts and additional content, please check our show notes, follow us on social media at On Asphalt Bones, and check out our website at www.listless.ga. Thank you for listening, and remember, if you or a loved one was consumed by the ineffable during its rampage, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Or maybe not. I don't know. I'm just the intern.
Trantholojies is a trans anthology podcast created for Pride Month 2022. Our stories range from silly to serious, from short to long, but every single one of them is incredibly trans. Here at Trantholojies, we dare to ask the questions. What if a trans guy was alone in the apocalypse, with no one but his dog to keep him company? What if Macbeth was set in Euphoria High School, and Macbeth and Lady Macbeth were tea for tea? What if the Count of Monte Cristo was in space? What if you swapped names with your best friend who is also trans? What are the many benefits to being a marine biologist? And, well, we have 30 episodes, I can't go over all of them. You'll just have to tune in to find out. With 30 episodes and 23 different writers, you're bound to find something you like. Our first episode, A Boy, His Dog, and the Apocalypse, comes out on the 1st of June. We hope to see you then.